I'm Jim McKeown. Welcome to Likely Stories, a weekly review of fiction, nonfiction, poetry, and biographies. Margaret Drabble is one of the most renowned writers of the late 20th and early 21st centuries. I've read many of her novels, and to my surprise, I recently discovered she had also written a number of short stories. Her latest novel, The Dark Flood Rises, tells the story of a woman who decides to explore lots of places in England she never visited while performing her work duties. Fran Stubbs is twice divorced. Her second ex-husband, Hamish, recently passed away, and her first husband, Claude, is seriously ill. She cooks several meals a week for him, and they revisit a lot of the old times they had. Fran also has a number of women friends, and they do a lot of things together. The envoy at the close of the novel is something of a pleasant ending. As is the case in much of the literary fiction I love so much, this has the detailed vocabulary, the references to most of the American and English novels I admire, as well as lots of introspection illuminated by an omniscient narrator. Here is a sample of her thoughts. Drabble writes, "Her new old friend Teresa, who is grievously ill, wouldn't be censorious as she is never censorious about anyone. I am the captain of my fate. I am the master of my soul. A Roman by a Roman, valiantly vanquished." A few pages later, she writes, "England is now her last love. She wants to see it all before she dies. She won't be able to do that, but she'll do her best." Fran's favorite places to stay while on her excursions are a chain motel. Drabble writes, "There is something robust and cheering about the sight of the Premier Inn full English breakfast and those who are devouring it. It is even better than the bright red dinner." Fran doesn't go for the full English herself, but requests a soft-boiled egg with toast. She would quite like to go over to the side table to make her own toast, but the not-so-young woman labeled Cynthia, with her chalk-white face and her raven-black hair, is so helpful and eager to please that Fran surrenders and allows herself to be waited on. All around Fran, younger people in their 30s and 40s and 50s tuck into fried eggs and bacon and beans and hash browns and mushrooms and fried tomatoes and fried bread, all wielding their cutlery with an air of gusto. Condiments flow, the red and the brown and the mustard-colored, and loud piped music resounds. Both Claude and Hamish would have hated the piped music, but Fran doesn't mind it at all. Fran is a strong, empathetic, hard-working woman. Drabble writes, "Fran is fond of her flat in Tarrant Towers, although it is a bad address, a bad postcode, and the lifts often break down. But the view is glorious, the great view over London. She likes to watch the cloudscapes assemble from afar, the great galleons of cumulus sailing her way on the approaching storm." Margaret Drabble's latest novel, The Dark Flood Rising, is a story of a woman in control of her life, with a job she loves, in a world of her own devising. 5 stars. Likely Stories is a production of KWBU. I'm Jim McKeown. Join me again next time for Likely Stories, and happy reading.